Yes, indeed. As we wait for Ronald to join us on the program, I just came across a very interesting article regards to fair diets, and a doctor has warned that gluten-free fair diets is bad for you. Copying trendy gluten-free diets favored by celebrities may be putting people's health at risk, a doctor has warned. Apart from those and autoimmune disorder, which makes it hard for the body to digest gluten, those choosing to restrict their diet may be losing out on essential vitamins and minerals. The trend has seen followers of the diet cutting products such as cakes, biscuits, pasta, and bread, as well as mayonnaise and baked beans. There's lots and lots of celebrities that are following all of this. We'll ask Ronald about this as he joins us now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald Evergy. Assalamu alaikum, Ronald. For some reason, he cannot hear us. Samih will try and get him back on, inshallah. Here, some of the celebrities have been following this gluten-free diet. And, it's worth up to $5.5 billion in terms of revenue. But now, joining us on the line is Ronald Evergy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, brother. You well?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
Good.
Okay, your line is not too clear, Ronald. If you can just hop around there, warm up along in terms of our workout that is coming shortly. The line is not too clear. I don't know where you are at this moment.
Well, we do pretend to work every now and then. Can you hear me now?
Okay, now we can hear you, Ronald.
Okay,
I was just reading something about a doctor saying that gluten-free diets is bad for you. That's another fair diet which we'll be discussing after the workout. So let's head straight into that workout.
All right. Now, the workout is very simple. Remember, people, your body is your gym. You got to get active. You got to keep it active. You don't need to go to a facility to get healthy. You can do it anywhere and everywhere. Now, with colder weather around South Africa, we need to prepare the body for the activity ahead. Exercise is there to enhance our energy, our lives, and our health rather than damage it. And if you don't warm up properly before any activity, you're going to injure yourself. So from wherever you are, I want you to stand up. And all that I want you to do are mini foot shuffles. So you're going to shuffle your feet backwards and forwards as though you're trying to warm your feet up on the ground and pump the arms up and down as though you're running. These are called foot shuffles. So you do this for 60 seconds. Are you ready? Let's go for it. Now, as you shuffle the feet backwards and forwards and the arms begin to pump and move backwards and forwards, tighten your fists, tighten your muscles, engage your core, which are your abs, and you do this, you really get your upper body and your lower body warm, and you're really going to get the blood flow to pump. Now, remember, you know you're ready for exercise and your body is warmed up when you have a light sweat on the forehead, when your breathing rate has increased slightly and your heart rate has increased slightly. All right, next one. Up we go. No time to waste. I want you now to keep your feet wider than shoulder width apart. Angle your feet out at 45 degrees. So if you're in the middle of the room, the feet will point to each corner of the room, and we are going to focus on the thighs. Now, ladies out there, cellulite, you're going to target that with this exercise, but before that, we're going to target the muscles around that area, because you might lose fat in the long run, but you want to tighten that muscle so that the skin doesn't sag, so you don't look like it has lots of bags around it. So I want you to imagine you're sitting onto a chair. So bend your knees as though you're sitting onto a chair. All right, and hold it in that position. Now, there's a very big difference between exercises that are dynamic, which means you go up and down, versus one where you hold it in particular positions, which you're going to hold. And I want you in that position to tighten your fist, and I want you to squeeze your forearm tightly. I want you to tighten your abs. So I want you to pull your belly into your spine, all right? If you have a big tummy out there, then pull as hard as you can, all right? Hold it in that position, and I want you to tighten every muscle in your body. Now, while you're focusing on tightening your upper body, you forgot that you're sitting in a squat position. Now, when you're sitting there, those muscles begin to shake. They begin to burn. And you hold that position for 60 seconds. All right? Once you're done with that, we're going to bring in squat pulses. So I want you to come up 5 centimeters and then drop it down 5 centimeters, up and down. So small ranges of motion that take the burn in the legs to the next level. Hold it there. Hold it there. Keep on going. Another 30 seconds. And finally, you do full squats up and down for the next 30 seconds. You repeat this entire sequence 3 times, and you brilliant workout to increase your calorie burn, help your shape and tone, and really boost your energy. Because remember, with exercise, we are chasing overall health benefits, and exercise and eating healthy are the two important tools to bring into that, to invest into your health, because your first health is your health.
That is correct, Ronald. Now, into the discussion, right, on fad diets. What are people following now?
You know, people are following everything that's trendy out there. You know, from the Banting diet that's out there that has been around for a while, to the water diet, to the food diet, to the liquidizing every food that you can eat diet and rather drink diet. So this is what is out there. There's even diets out there known as the military diets, where they literally go through starvation periods. They call it a military diet. And people go through mini starvation periods over the day and over a week. So what they do is they'll only eat in the morning and not eat until the next morning. So what they're considering doing to their bodies is really creating trauma to the body, because when they do eat anything, their bodies will hold on to it. So you might lose a lot of weight, but you're not losing the good weight and the fat that you want to lose. You're actually losing muscle and water. So with these diets out there, people are chasing one thing, but they're just, and they're chasing weight loss.
Yes.
And for many people, they understand weight loss is being standing on a scale, and does the scale go down or does it go up? That's it. They don't take into consideration fat. They don't take into consideration water. They don't take into consideration maybe they're wearing gold earrings, you know, those kinds of things. So what you need to remember is that those fad diets that are out there could damage your health in the long run. In short bursts, you could try it. For example, the liquidizing diet. That's a new thing that's out there. So people are liquidizing everything from their steak and their chips and drinking that. And why do that? Because the joy of chewing actually works a lot of muscles in the body, like 40 muscles in the face.
Sure.
It helps you burn some calories. So be very careful thereof. So this is what people are being faced with. And don't follow everything that your friend might do, or your auntie might do, or that this one has done. Because at the end of the day, there's no quick fix to health. It's a strategic approach to healthy living, eating the correct portions of food, enjoying what you need to enjoy, and being active consistently. And fad diets are literally going to be around for the next couple of years, because they've been around for decades. And people do follow them.
Now, why do these fad diets get big for a while and then they just fade away?
The fad diets focus on gimmicks, essentially, for lack of a better phrase. And the gimmicks that they focus on is one where they fixate on the emotional need that people need to lose weight and the promise, or the false promise, that you're going to lose a lot of weight. But they don't tell you it's unhealthy weight that you're losing. And people buy into that. And they buy in and they buy in because in the short term, yes, you're going to lose weight on the scale. But if they're not looking after their fitness and their overall body composition, which is their fat, their muscle, etc., then they're going to be suffering in the long run because they're risking health problems. They're risking damaging their organs. They're risking a lot of other issues regarding their health, and this is what they don't realize. But by buying into these messages and, oh, no, this one lost weight on this diet, maybe they're doing that diet plus a couple of pills, powders, and potions that they're popping, or other fat burners or other, you know, diuretics. You don't know. And people buy into these messages that they perceive are true. But at the end of the day, if there's no scientific proof to it, don't follow it.
Finally, Ronald, has there ever been something that has, you know, stayed the test of times in terms of dieting?
You know, there is something that has stayed, and that is the one where it's eating the right portions of food and the right frequency of food that you're eating. So it's about finding the balance of food. And although this gets tested every now and then, it is consistent. You need to have the right carbohydrates at the right times of the day, the right proteins, the right fats, essential fats in particular, and loads of fruits and veggies. And that is the one golden thread amongst all eating strategies. Fruits and veggies consistently throughout the day.
Wonderful stuff, Ronald. Jazakallah khair for that. Inshallah, we'll pick it up again tomorrow at the same time on the Verbal Fitness Sessions here on the Power Half Hour. Jazakallah khair for your time, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Ronald Ebergy on the Verbal Fitness Sessions, talking all things fad diet. Coming up in a few seconds time, we're speaking to life coach Sumaya Kuvaria. We're discussing the different emotional needs of men and women.
When life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back.
Yes, it's time now to discuss the different emotional needs of men and women. Joining us on the line is life coach Sumaya Kuvaria. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Jaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, we've been discussing over the last few weeks how men are like rubber bands and women are like waves, but now it's time to discuss more emotional differences between men and women. So, what are the differences in our emotional needs?
Yes, that's, you know, that's very, very important, Ijaz, for us to understand, because, you know, when we go into men and women, you know, sometimes we are unaware that we have different emotional needs. And when we come together in relationships, then what happens is naturally we give each other what we feel we need, right? And to say the least, that marriage soon begins a downward spiral. Because at times we find that people are giving so much, you know, they tell you, I'm giving so much in my relationship, but to no avail. So today I'm inviting listeners to really do some introspection as to what types of emotional needs are you investing in your relationship. And, you know, you're just feeling that you're not really getting much out of it. So when it comes to the differences in our emotional needs, you know, and as you have said that, yes, we have discussed in previous weeks, you know, about the differences about how men and women think. And, you know, when we go back to just looking at a woman, you know, when she's upset, she needs to be heard and understood. And when a man is feeling stressed or he's, you know, just got a lot going on with him, then sometimes he just needs to be alone for a while just to work things out in his head. So these primary love needs are unique to men and women. And, you know, there are actually 12 different types of needs, Ijaz, that women and men need to feel in order to thrive in their relationships. So 6 of these needs belong to women and 6 of these needs belong to men. And, you know, inshallah, very quickly, we're just going to run through them.
Okay, go.
So, you know, when we start off with the first need, that a woman needs caring. She needs to feel cared for. And a man needs to feel that his spouse trusts him. For a man, trust is his primal need. That's very important to him. And for a woman, care is her very, very primal need. She needs to feel cared for. She doesn't need to feel trust as her primal need. That's a man's need. Yeah. When we move into the second one, and we see that a woman needs to feel understood, while her husband needs her acceptance. So don't try to change him, because by trying to change him, he's never going to feel that you accept him. And then when we move into the third primal need, which is a woman needs to be respected and a man needs to feel that he's appreciated by his partner. So when it comes now to the fourth primal need, that is a woman needs devotion and a man needs admiration. He wants to be his wife's hero, you know, so admire him, admire his strength qualities, you know, everything that he is. Because when he's not feeling admired by you, then he loses some of his, you know, essence of being a masculine male. And then when we move into the first primal need, a woman needs validation and a man needs approval. And then the last need is, Ijaz, that a woman needs reassurance. You know, I'm sure men know that without it, many a times, a woman can feel very insecure. You know, she just tells you something little, something small. She just needs your reassurance, because without that reassurance, her insecurities come up. And then a man's need is to feel encouragement. He wants his woman to encourage him, you know, to do different things. Don't try to change him. Just encourage him. He needs that in order to thrive. So these are just, you know, basically the 6 needs, which we said each one respectively needs in order to thrive in our marriages, in our relationships, so that we can start honoring each other in, you know, in much better ways, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, Sumaya, does this mean that if a man needs trust as a primary need, that he doesn't need care?
No, not at all, Ijaz. Because let's first define what a primary needs. You know, a primary need is that kind of a need that requires fulfilling before one is able to fully receive and appreciate any of the other kinds of needs. So, you know, when we looked at these 6 different needs, the primary need of a woman, like we said, her first need is care. She needs to feel care. She doesn't need to feel trust first. But if she's getting trust without the care, it doesn't really fulfill her on any level, because what she needs is for her husband to, you know, to just start caring for her. But what I'm saying here is that it doesn't mean that if I'm saying that a woman needs care, she doesn't need trust, or vice versa. No. Once those 6 primary needs are fulfilled and met, then you can fully be able to open yourself up to receiving, you know, more of the other things. Because just, you know, just let's look at it from another scenario. You know, where a man is getting so much of care from his wife. You know, she's caring in her words and caring in her behaviors, but she's not really appreciating him for who he is. So he can't fully open up to that caring before he starts feeling that this woman truly appreciates me. So that's basically, you know, what it means. That yes, we do need those other needs as well, but we first need those six primary needs to be fulfilled in order for us to fully open and receive the other six needs. Does that make, you know, a little more sense, Ijaz?
It does indeed. You're listening to the Power Half Hour. We're speaking to Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia. We're discussing the differences in emotional needs between men and women. You can keep sending your questions or your input on SMS 48855, WhatsApp 0727861548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Now, Sumaya, how can partners support each other when it comes to these primary needs?
Okay, firstly, Ijaz, what we need to understand that these needs are reciprocal. You know, that's what's so cool about them. Because what this means is that when a man expresses caring and concern for his wife, then she in turn reciprocates by trusting him more and accepting him. You know, if we put this, you know, sort of like in like an example, you know, that how this works, that, you know, when a man is feeling more trusting, and his wife is accepting him for what he is, then he definitely shows her more caring and more concern because he feels now that whatever I am doing for her, she trusts my ability to make her feel happy. And one thing that women need to understand is that men love to give you. They love to know that they're making you happy. So when they see that you trust them, that you can really feel happy, they can really make you happy, they're going to start caring more for you. They're going to have more concern for you. And in turn, this is just something that, you know, it's almost like a loop that when it happens, it just continues to happen. And, you know, it's almost like when this man, you know, when a husband shows that he's really, truly heartfelt concern for his wife, you know, for her caring, for her well-being, for all of that, then she is feeling that he's, you know, really, really taking care of her. He's really interested in her. And all of a sudden, he realizes that her first primary need, he succeeded in fulfilling that for her. And when a woman feels cared for, like we said, then she trusts her man more with her life. And he can basically feel like her hero. Because, I mean, Ijaz, just think about it. Which man doesn't like to feel like a hero to his wife?
Of course.
You know, because when he's feeling all of that, then automatically he starts giving her more. And that's, like I'm saying, is just so amazing. You know, when we get into this different kind of emotional needs, what our husbands need, what, you know, we as women need, you know, men can understand that this is what my wife needs. Fulfill her in that way. You know, fulfill your husband in that way. And automatically you see that your relationship just starts becoming more effortless. Does that make more sense?
It does, indeed. Now, Sumaya, what are some of the common mistakes we make in our approach and communication?
You know, that is very, very, you know, important to understand that when we get into these different kind of, you know, approaches in communication, when we are communicating with our spouses, Ijaz,
yes,
the most important thing is that we see that, you know, when a woman is trying to, maybe trying to sort of get her husband to behave in a different way, or she's trying to offer him any kind of unsolicited advice. As women, at times, we're very good at doing that. You know, when a man doesn't really feel that he needs that advice from you, you feel that you're caring. You know, as women, we give each other advice, and that sounds like we're really very caring. But it works with us women. It doesn't naturally work with a man. And when you do that with him, then he can feel very unloved. And again, his first primary need is not fulfilled because, again, he feels, okay, my wife really doesn't trust me. You know, that's basically what it is. She doesn't trust that I can do this, or she doesn't trust that I'm good enough to make her feel happy, or, you know, something along those lines. So that's now how we can, you know, begin this miscommunication, you know, between men and women. Because when we look at it, you know, Ijaz, mm-hmm, let's go back to, you know, a man that needs trust and a woman that needs understanding. You know, she needs to be understood. So what happens here is that when a woman is expressing herself, remember, she doesn't need a solution every single time, right? That she's talking. But when her husband starts giving her solutions, she starts feeling that she's being invalidated. Her feelings are being invalidated. So automatically she feels misunderstood. And again, what happens is her first primal need of being, you know, cared for and understanding and all of that is really not met. So again, what happens is, you know, relationships start beginning to go down and we just don't understand what's happening. Because like we said in the beginning, we're giving each other so much, but it's not what each other needs. We're giving what we feel we need. A woman gives caring and then a man gives something else, the need that is, you know, what is his need. But it's so much more better when we understand that if my wife needs to be validated and she needs reassurance, let me give that to her. And if my husband needs admiration and he needs approval and he needs encouragement, then let me give that to him and let me see how can I start improving in doing all of that. You know, and like we said again, you know, these common mistakes that we make, we do it so unawarely because we don't know that these are the primary needs. But inshallah, I'm hoping that, you know, after we've just sort of delved into it and just delved into it very, very lightly, that we can start seeing that these are the different primary needs. How am I going to start improving on that so that we can stop hurting each other in our relationships? Because we need to start respecting, appreciating, and learning how to get on with each other as husband and wives.
Wonderful advice there, Sumaya. And inshallah, I think next week, if we can, we, you know, people fall in love, but we need to discuss how people fail in love. I think that would be a good discussion to have next week.
Absolutely, inshallah. You know, just continuing from all of this, you know, and the common mistakes that we make, next week we'll go further into that and how love basically fails, because that's a very, very painful, you know, situation to find yourself in, Ijaz.
Indeed. Jazakallah khair for your time, Sumaya Kuvaria. We appreciate all the insights and we look forward to taking up the discussion next week again.
Inshallah, ameen. Jazakallah so much for having me.
Ameen, pleasure. Assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
That was Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria talking about the differences in our emotional needs, that is, between men and women. As we said, next week on this slot, we'll be discussing how people fail in love, not fall in love. A very interesting discussion will be had. So for the Power Half Hour team for today, myself, Ijaz Khan, and Samih Jad, the engineer, it's Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh.